good singing all the way around. I don't care where you're from. That's just good right there. I didn't know if y'all was lost something or hunting something. You found it, though, didn't you? It's called the Bible. A lot of people lose their Bible right here at the house of God. Now, our people don't. Our people don't. They leave them laying in the seat. That's how I know they've got another Bible at home. They're not having to take their Bible home to read it. So surely they got another one they're reading somewhere or another. I hadn't been looking at your pew. Y'all give yourself away whenever I say stuff like that. And all that right there. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter number 3. In Ecclesiastes in chapter number 3, if you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there tonight. And in verse number 1 in the passage that we're looking at. Notice, if you will, please, in verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Now, Father, we thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. We ask your blessings now upon the reading of thy word. Speak to our hearts, I pray thee. Strengthen us in the inner man. Right every wrong, and we'll thank you and praise you in advance for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach on in a time that's been appointed. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at here tonight, you're going to find out, here's a lesson here that deals with everything. I don't care what it is you can come up with, it deals with it. It deals with everyone, regardless of where they hail from, race, creed, color, wherever part of the country that you were born, and in the providence of God. Let me tell you right now, everyone and everything, there's a time that's been appointed. Then you'll find out that it's in the circle of life. It's been predetermined by the Master. Do you know, when you look into this, it deals with the Bible, the blessed word of the Lord. We wouldn't know anything about God were it not for the blessed word of the Lord, that he left us and leads us and guides us and directs us by the Spirit of God that leads and guides and directs us into all the truth. Thy word, the Bible said, is the truth. It not only deals with the Bible, the instruction of God, but it also deals with bondage. Man is born into this world, and you'll find that he's like sparks that fly upward. He's of a few days and full of trouble. And let me say to you that he's a slave unto sin and cannot save himself. I got to say to you that the word of the Lord is the only one that can tell you how to be able to get out of the bondage and break the bondage of sin and Satan and so forth and on. And then it talks about the blessings of the Lord and how good that it is to be in God's house and to be a child of the King. I don't know, we used to sing that as an old hymn. I'm a child of the King, I'm a child of the King. And let me tell you right now, if you're a child of God, you've got a right to be able to sing about you a child of the King. Not only that, he's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now in the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find that this deals with a time appointed. It talks about the foreknowledge of the Lord. If you read over there in the book of Acts, chapter number 15, it's about verse number 18. If you were to read over there, the Bible said, known to God are all of his works, even from the beginning. I'll tell you right now, God knows it before it ever happened. God knew you and I before we ever got here. Now let me say to you that by that I'm just saying to you that in the foreknowledge of God, he knows who I am, where I'd be, and what I'd be doing, and so forth and all. Same way with you. God knows exactly where you are, who you are, even before you got here. You find there's a great controversy even among the Jews concerning the conversions of the Gentiles. But God knew that his own people was going to turn him away and they were going to refuse him and not be washed by the blood and born into the family of God in a time appointed unto them. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that over in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 1, there's a passage there that we ought to look at. And so Ephesians 1 and also chapter number 3 of the book of Ephesians. Now when you look into the lesson that's there, here's what ends up happening. In chapter 1 and verse number 7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. That's just a great passage right there. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. Now, I want to tell you something right now. When you begin to look at that, verse 12, that we should be to his praise and glory, who first trusted in Christ, whom also after that you trusted, you were heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, after that you believed, you were sealed. with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance among the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of his glory. I got to tell you right now, look in chapter number 3 of Ephesians, about verse number 1, down through about 10 verses there, but we'll not read all of them. I want to say to you that Paul the apostle was the prisoner of Jesus Christ. He said in verse 5, which in our ages was not made known unto us as sons of men, which is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Whereof, he said, I'm made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. I'm going to tell you something. If you're a child of God, it's by the grace of God and the mercy of God been bestowed upon you. And he says unto me, who am less and least of all the saints, and he said, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now unto the principles and the powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. And did you notice that? The manifold wisdom of God. Now I want to say to you that tonight that Israel as a nation is blinded in part. They've rejected their own Messiah. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to find out that what we can say about this reading that we've already expounded and that we've already given for is that you'll find is that Israel has refused to receive the Lord as their master and as the Lord and Savior of their nation. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Israel is blind, but thank God the church is fine. And when you begin to read the word of the Lord there, you begin to find out that God, in his grace and mercy and in his providential care, let me tell you, this is your time. This is my time that we've gone. And let me say to you that if you recognize that, it'll put you in business with God for God by the grace of God. In the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find back in our text is that over there in the book of Ecclesiastes, God talks about the appointed time. And by the way, it is our time. And I want to say to you that if you will, it's time that in the season, you realize that, the Bible said there's time to be born, time to die, time to plant, time to pluck up that which is planted. Let me tell you what it involves then is that life involves some plowing. You're going to have to break up some clods and some fallow ground. And let me tell you right now that whenever you do break up some clods and fallow ground, then you're going to have to get to the place in your heart and your life to where you're willing to be able to look for and search out the mind of God and the will of God that you may be busy in your time serving the Lord. There's a plowing sometime that takes place. Then not only that, the ground, there's a preparation that takes place. You know what's wrong tonight with the average churchgoer? No preparation. I mean, they may have a tube of preparation eight somewhere in the medicine cabinet, but they're not prepared to live for God and to walk with God on a regular basis. I got to say to you, when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, is that it's time that you and I got busy for the cause of Christ. Now, in this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out that whenever a person gets a ground ready to plow and to plant, now it's planting time. And you better use only the choicest seed when you're planting. And let me say to you, sow the word of the Lord into your heart and hide the word in your heart that you might not sin against God, that you could teach transgressors his way. And then not only that, you're going to find there's a time of production. Now, I was thinking about that life is a process of production. You and I are sitting here tonight, and let me say to you that if you never do nothing, you need not expect nothing. But if you're going to get busy for God, you're going to find that you're going to run upon sometimes a different temperature. Sometimes it's going to be cold. And sometimes it's going to be hot. Sometimes it's going to be just right. Don't look for that all the time. And let me say to you that if you look into it, sometime there's going to be remorsing. But thanks be unto God that sometime there's going to be some rejoicing. Now, I don't know about you, but a merry heart, the Bible said, doeth good like a medicine. And you know what's wrong with this country we're living in? Too much perversion in their thinking. I've noticed a little bit on the news all day long that there's such a big uproar and this and that. There's such a big thing going on about these transgender kids, trans kids, and trying to pass laws for them to where if they want to be able to and have an operation, regardless of what their parents like, or that if you're a girl and want to be a boy, that they can do that, or if you're a boy and want to be a girl. Now, I'm going to tell you, something's wrong with that kind of thinking. See? Do you realize that when God gives you and I a girl, we ought to train her to be like a young lady and to be feminine and have some lady. Oh, yeah, sure, she may can beat the snot out of her brother and he may need it, or vice versa. But let me just say to you that, if you will, that there's a training on our part, and you ain't going to get that anywhere else but in the house of God. Women, young ladies that are born, they learn how to look right, walk right, talk right, and act right, and dress right, spit white. I want to say to you that young men need to learn how to be manly, to have some masculinity about, to be able to be kind and courteous to ladies and young ladies. And all of that business there involves young men growing up. Yeah, listen, do you know why we've got so many trashy young men in the world we're living in? Because we've got so many trashy girls that are trying to lead them along. I want to say that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, it's there. You know, there's Mr. Trump, got all of his cabinet. This whole wall here of names, if you were to write them all down. And one of the guys that I like, and even though I'm guessing it probably, he's not a Christian. And the reason why, because I know that he likes to be able to dance and cavort and cut up and drink a little beer and every now and again. But his name's Pete Hedson. Now, you know what? He's having trouble getting, he's been a military man. But you know what he's having trouble with? They're digging up junk. Talk about your past. Be sure your sin to find you out. But they're digging up stuff on him. I mean, from many moons ago. And let me tell you, they're going to arrive. That's the reason why you ought to guard your heart, guard your mind, and keep yourself in the love of God. See? I got to say to you, when you begin to look into it and recognize that, one of these days somebody's going to be able to want you to do the wrong thing and with the wrong people and at the wrong time. And you're going to have to be able to learn to stand up for God, say no to the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that in the providence of God, did you know that the Bible said that you and I have been called according to his purpose? Do you know what that means over in Romans in chapter number 8 and about verse number 28 when he talks about that? I'll tell you what it means is. It means that God knew us long before we knew him. And there's not anything you can tell God about me that he don't already know. And I got to say to you that, if you will, is that it's a time, the day and time we live in, is a time for preaching sermons, by the way. I say to you all the time, back whenever I was a kid growing up, you could go to an old Southern Baptist church, and buddy, you could find a preacher that preached to you. You could go to an old BMA church, and sometimes you'd find a preacher that his wife would let preach a little bit. You could go to an old independent Baptist, buddy, and there's preaching heaven real and hell hot, and they'd shell it clean to the cob, then grind the cob up. In the day we live in, that's pretty much gone. And it's sad. If you go somewhere on vacation, you may have to drive another 150 miles to be able to find a Bible preaching church somewhere. Sad, but so, see. Sometimes, you know, whenever you go and you think, I may try to go to this church here. It's either that or church's fried chicken. I wonder how their church service is. I've been to the other one and think, man, I wish I'd have went on to church's chicken. It's sad, but that's so, you see, in the day and hour that we're living in. I got to tell you right now is, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'm talking about people that are faithful with their family, with your family, these little boys and little girls. Do you know what's going to end up happening to all these little old boys here that are growing up in the house of God on a regular basis? I can tell you what's going to happen. One of these days, they're going to go somewhere on vacation, be bored out of their mind, and be able to thank God that they grew up in a Bible-preaching church and had a fear of God put in their heart and their life. in this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out, is that God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that'll believe him. Do you ever notice how the very thing God chose, the world hates it now. They just hate it. I was looking at over here in the book of Psalm chapter 37. I want you to look at a passage there. And then I want you to look in Psalm 31. And we're going to mark both those places there and look at them. We'll read Psalm 31 out of there first. And I want you to see that, if you will, it's a time for sermon, salvation, service unto God, singing unto the Lord. And that's a purpose that God's given. And let me tell you something, is that we ought to pass our time in sojourning in fear and just acting upon what God said. In chapter number 31, in verse number 15 of the book of Psalms, my times are in thy hand. That's what we're talking about, a time appointed. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. I'll tell you right now what we need is what the next passage said. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. And let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. I want to say to you, God's been good to you and I, and we ought to thank him for the goodness of God. Fact is, the next passage, verse 19, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid upon for them that fear thee, and which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. I got to say to you, it's good to be able to know the Lord, and soon our time's going to pass. I hope you'll spend and be spent for the cause of Christ. Look in chapter number 37, chapter 37, the book of Psalm, verse number 23. In the passage there, he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You know, it doesn't grieve me that God tells me I can do this and I can't do that. I just delight in the fact that he would let me have my steps ordered by him. The Bible said, verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've been young, now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's ever merciful, and he lendeth, and his seed is blessing. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. I got to tell you right now, make no mistake about it, is that whenever our Lord is upon the throne, and he is, everything's running right on time. Look over here in chapter number 37, look at about verse 16. The Bible said that a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And I'm going to tell you something. What you and I have got in the Lord is never going to fizzle out, never going to play out, is that it's going to be forever. Now, in the fullness of time, when God's done with us, he'll take us home to be the other side. It is appointed, and as it is appointed, and the man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. I got to say to you, the power of God is that which certainly can snatch us as a brand from the burning from a devil's hell. In this Bible lesson, you'll find that everything that God's ever done, remember Israel, they went into bondage. And God said over there in the book of Exodus in chapter number 12, you don't have to turn there, but about verse number 41, is that whenever God put them in there, he knew they was going to spend and sojourn there about 430 years. And the Bible said, when you read about it, and at the end of 430 years, the self-same day, buddy, God never misses a lick. God knows where you are. God knows who you are. And God knows why you are and what you're involved in. In closing tonight, let me say to you that what the law could not do for you and I, Jesus Christ has done. And I'm glad to say that I know him in the free pardon of sin. Over in Ecclesiastes in chapter number 3, it's about verse number 14. I'm going to close with it. And I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Let me tell you, salvation is of the Lord. And let me say to you that, if you will, nobody can add to it or take away from it. God does that, that men may fear. Now, you pay attention, if the Lord tarries his coming ere many years, and long after I'm gone, you're going to run upon somebody. You mean to tell me that God just wants to save me and all I got to do is ask him and I'll be saved? And that don't sound like it right to me. I feel like I need to do something. You better remember this passage I gave you. Whatever God doeth, salvation's of the Lord. And whatever God doeth, no man can put anything to it nor take anything away from it. God doeth it so that men might fear before him. You better be careful running upon people that want to add to or take away from what God has already given. Israel, what they had done was, when the fullness of time was come, God did something and he brought into this world through a virgin birth his only begotten son. And let me tell you what happened is Israel was busy looking for the Savior. But when he got here, they missed it. When he got here, they refused it. Isn't that something? They didn't recognize who he was. They didn't remember the Old Testament scriptures and the prophecy of his virgin birth. And they just refused him. I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. Every now and again, whenever I know you're probably like me and all of that business there, but you know, have you ever noticed how hard it is to study and get your mind on something? I'm talking about from the Lord. Have you ever noticed how that whenever you're going to pick up your Bible and you're going to spend a little bit of time, the kids will get noisy. Something will happen to one of the pieces of wildlife that you have. Something's going to end up sidetracking you. All of a sudden, you know, gun smoke's on. And I've seen this episode, but I wonder if he's going to outdraw this man again. You know what I didn't like about Gunsmoke? Festus. He's just too ignorant. He's too country, he's too ignorant, he's too stupid, and he talks too much. And I just use him too much. You know who I really liked? I'll tell you who I really liked in there. Is that the one that was the blacksmith? What was his name? What was the blacksmith guy's name that played, let's see here. You'd know him. Played in the movie Gator. Played in the White Lightning movie, played in all that. Y'all know who I'm talking about? Huh? Yeah, you'd know him. He's like a brother to you. What's the matter? How can you not remember him? Somebody better hurry up and look that up. Burt Lancaster. No, wasn't Burt Lancaster. That's another. Burt Reynolds. I knew it was a Burt. Didn't I tell you? I tell you, since I've lost that, since I took give that buck button up, yeah, I can't remember nothing. Yeah, he played Quint Asper on the show and all that right there. And I don't even know why now that I brought that up. Oh, yeah, I didn't like Festus because he talked too much. I liked Chester pretty good, and I liked old Quint pretty good. But Chester just is too stupid. He's like my kin folks and, you know, not these that are here, but. If you're saved tonight, you've got much to be thankful for. There was a time that God plowed your heart up, planted the seed of the word of the Lord, and let it bring forth unto righteousness for the cause of Christ. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. We ask your blessings now on this service here this evening. Thank you, because thou art God, beside thee there's none else. Go with us to our homes now and bring us back again safely. And Lord, bless these that are sick in Jesus' name.